Welcome to the Castlery Security Cybercast, your trusted source for navigating the intricate landscape of cybersecurity. In an era where digital threats are surging and data breaches are rampant, the imperative to shield both personal and corporate information has never been more critical. Join us as we dissect cutting-edge insights and developments, empowering you to fortify your defenses against the escalating tide of cyber perils. And now, here's your hosts, the founders of Castlery Security, Austin Farrell and Josh Hawk.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another installment of Castlery Cybercast. I'm Austin, your beacon in the often foggy realm of cybersecurity, always eager to shed light on the digital enigmas that surround us.
And I'm Josh. I'm the one who chases Austin through the fog, telling him to slow down so those who haven't spent years in cybersecurity can catch up.
And it's always a pleasure to guide you and our listeners through it. Today, we're setting our sights on a landmark event in cybersecurity, the Equifax breach. This wasn't just a blip on the radar. It was a thunderous alarm in the entire industry.
I remember when that news broke. Equifax is one of the three major credit bureaus in the U.S. The breach was unsettling, to say the least, like finding out the bank that you've trusted for years left its vault wide open.
An apt analogy, Josh. Equifax is indeed one of the major credit reporting agencies. Their breach wasn't just about numbers. It was about trust, accountability, and the intricate dance of corporate responsibility in our digital age. Today, we'll be delving deep, understanding how this breach came to be, the sequence of events, and its ripple effects.
Yeah, it's always kind of weird to think about the fact that, you know, some of these bigger places are still just as vulnerable even as the smaller entities, because you would think that they have more resources, they would be able to stop themselves or stop the attacks a little bit easier.
It's a valid concern, and one that many shared in the aftermath of the breach. But as we've often discussed, every incident, as unfortunate as it might be, comes with its set of lessons. The Equifax breach is a case study, a lesson on the importance of proactive measures, timely responses, and the need for robust cybersecurity frameworks, regardless of an organization's size.
And speaking of lessons, Austin, I've come to expect some practical takeaways from our chats. Once we've unpacked the Equifax story, are you going to arm us with another tool for our strategy?
Absolutely, Josh. After navigating the intricacies of the Equifax situation, we'll turn our attention to an everyday tool that can offer an added layer of protection for individuals, the VPN or virtual private network. We'll discuss what it is, why it's beneficial, and how our listeners can integrate it into their digital lives.
Sounds like another awesome episode, a dive into a major event followed by actionable advice. I'm ready to get started, so lead the way, Austin.
All right, so to properly understand the gravity of the Equifax breach, we need to first understand the role credit reporting agencies play in our society. Equifax, alongside Experian and TransUnion, forms the big three of credit reporting in the U.S. They're the silent observers, noting our financial moves, credit history, loans, etc.
I've always found it kind of intriguing that these entities hold so much of our data. It's like they have chapters of our financial stories, every credit card bill, mortgage, loan, everything about us are wrapped up in these three entities.
Exactly. They have vast reservoirs of data, making them prime targets. Now, in September of 2017, the cybersecurity world was rocked. Equifax disclosed a breach wherein personal information of nearly 147 million individuals was at risk.
147 million. It's hard to even fathom that number. It's kind of like telling someone every detail about half of the U.S. population.
The root cause? A vulnerability in their website software, more specifically in the Apache Struts web application framework. But the catch here is that this wasn't some zero-day unforeseen vulnerability. This was a known issue.
Yeah, that's kind of unsettling. So they were sitting on a ticking time bomb, essentially, and just didn't defuse it.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case. The patch for this vulnerability was available for months before the breach occurred, and the oversight or delay in applying this patch was a major factor.
So you'd think that an institution holding such critical data about the American people in general would have protocols to prevent such lapses. It's like having a faulty alarm system at Fort Knox.
It's an apt comparison, Josh. What further complicated matters was the aftermath. Not only was there the sheer scale of the breach, but also how Equifax responded. There were significant delays in informing the public, and as news emerged, some senior executives were found to have sold stock before the breach was announced.
So that sounds like adding fuel to an already raging fire. nothing quite like adding insider trading to a bad situation. So, well, with such a glaring oversight and subsequent PR fiasco, what were the repercussions for Equifax?
They were severe. The reputation suffered immensely. They faced multiple lawsuits. Regulatory bodies imposed fines. Not to mention their stock price plummeted. The breach wasn't just a tech issue. It became a defining moment, a watershed event in how companies approach data security.
Yes, that's kind of sobering. One event and it sends shockwaves across entire industries, forcing everyone to reevaluate their cybersecurity measures.
Absolutely. Every breach, especially of this magnitude, serves as a lesson. The Equifax incident underscored the importance of proactive security, timely action, and transparency. But it also highlighted something else, the human element in cybersecurity, which we'll dive deeper into in our next segment.
Sounds crucial. So the tech processes, the processes, the people getting a holistic view. So let's go ahead and dissect the broader implications of the Equifax breach and understand what other organizations can glean from it.
So diving deeper into those undercurrents, as we've touched on, this wasn't solely a tale of a technological lapse. It's a multifaceted story of missed chances, human oversight, and the cascading effects of a flawed approach to cybersecurity.
Flawed approach? It sounds like there were multiple layers of issues here. So why don't we unpack them?
Indeed. So first up, proactivity. In an age of constant technological evolution, waiting for danger to come knocking is not a strategy. It's a pitfall. Regular audits, vulnerability assessments, system checks should be as routine as, say, a health checkup.
Well, that makes sense. Ignoring health symptoms can lead to complications. Addressing tech vulnerabilities can spiral out of control.
Spot on. Now consider this. Equifax had access to the patch for that vulnerability. It was there, waiting to be implemented. This points toward a potentially deeper issue, complacency.
That's kind of alarming. You'd think a company handling such sensitive data would be on their toes. So was it just negligence?
It's not always plain negligence. Sometimes large organizations suffer from communication, silos, or bureaucracy issues. The right hand doesn't always know what the left is doing. And this is where the human element becomes paramount. Cybersecurity isn't just a technical endeavor. It's as much about fostering a culture of vigilance and clarity.
I can see that. Even with the cutting-edge tech, if a team isn't on the same page or doesn't treat cybersecurity as a priority, things can fall apart.
Precisely. And this moves us into our next lesson, transparency. Once the breach occurred, Equifax's response left much to be desired. In such crisis scenarios, it's imperative for companies to be transparent, swift in their communications, and forthright in owning their mistakes.
Right. The honesty is the best policy approach. Trust is hard to gain, but easy to lose. Delayed communication can erode that trust exponentially.
Absolutely. And rebuilding that trust after a breach is an uphill battle. Beyond just being transparent, companies must take proactive steps to support those affected. This could be through credit monitoring, identity theft protection, even helplines to address the concerns.
That's a holistic approach. Acknowledging the mistake, addressing the immediate concerns, taking measures to prevent future lapses.
Indeed. And it's this very approach that should become the gold standard in cybersecurity. Mistakes, vulnerabilities, breaches, they might be inevitable, but how we learn, adapt, and evolve in the face of them is what sets the trajectory for future security.
Well said. So this has been an insightful deep dive. So what's in store for our listeners in the next segment?
So we've traversed the challenging terrains of the Equifax breach. Now let's equip our listeners with a tool that's simple, effective, and a must-have in the digital age. So as we shift our focus to the bedrock of cybersecurity, we're zeroing in on something everyone encounters, but not everyone understands: software updates. So picture this as your device's way of staying fit and agile in the digital marathon.
Yeah, it's too easy to hit remind me later and move on from the software updates, especially when the update window pops up in the middle of the day.
It's a common response, Josh. So many see these notifications and they think of them as a minor housekeeping task, easily postponed. But in reality, these updates serve as crucial as a crucial armor bolstering defenses against a host of cyber threats.
But as many of our listeners might wonder, you know, why are there so many of them? I mean, I just updated last week and there's another one now. It kind of feels like my device is more high maintenance than my kids.
I get the sentiment. And at companies, this can be managed by having a centralized way of updating it. It's not up to the users, but addressing our listeners at home, think of the digital realm as an ever-evolving ecosystem. So these new vulnerabilities pop up, and in parallel, hackers refine their techniques. Software creators are in a perpetual race to stay a step ahead. So patching gaps and fortifying walls is imperative. And one of the challenges for just end users is this happens so often, you get the update opportunities often.
I think of it as my device is living in its own action-packed movie, constantly fending off the bad guys.
That's quite the imagery, but not far from the truth. Every skipped update can be a missed opportunity to protect your device from the latest threats. It's not just about enhancing features or fixing glitches. It's about ensuring a digital environment where you can safely work, play, and connect.
Okay, so I'm starting to see the bigger picture. It's more than just clicking a button. It's about making an informed choice for my digital safety.
Exactly. And there's another aspect to consider, compatibility. Updates often ensure your software remains compatible with other systems, preventing potential crashes or hiccups in functionality.
So aside from security, it's also like making sure everything runs smoothly, like tuning up a car.
That's right. Just as you wouldn't ignore a rattling noise in your car, you shouldn't ignore software update prompts. They're designed to optimize performance and security, ensuring your digital journey is as smooth as possible. Unlike me, I just turned my radio up.
Well, that should definitely be a wake-up call to anyone out there who pushes out their updates on a regular basis.
With a proactive approach, everyone can elevate their cybersecurity game. Remember, in this digital age, being informed and staying updated are your best lines of defense.
That's an awesome deep dive, Austin. It's insights like these that make our digital lives clearer and safer. So what are we going to do in the next segment?
So we've armed ourselves with knowledge today. This next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about VPNs.
Awesome. Let's get into it. So as our listeners have probably noticed by now, I'm on a mission to not only understand the vast landscape of cybersecurity, but also equip myself with tools to be safer online. And it seems like everywhere I turn nowadays, I'm hearing constantly about VPNs. It seems like a nonstop barrage. So let's talk about VPNs a little bit.
All right, well, let's start off just by just defining it. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network. So imagine you're in a bustling city square. That's the internet. Every time you visit a stall or a shop, which represents a website, you're potentially being watched by prying eyes. Some might be benign, just curious onlookers. Others might have nefarious intentions. A VPN acts as a private encrypted tunnel in this city square, letting you go about your business without anyone spying on you.
So it's about privacy, but with so many players on the market, how does one sift through the noise? Are there any top-tier names or gold standards we should look for in the VPN world? Keep in mind, we're not sponsored by anybody, so...
Absolutely. So the VPN market, given its growth, has seen a mix of providers, but a few names often rise above the rest due to their commitment to user privacy, robust encryption standards, and excellent service. So my favorites would include ExpressVPN, Private Internet Access. I hold those in high regard. However, always ensure that you do your due diligence, read user reviews, verify the no logs policy, check their encryption methods.
Okay, so say I wanted to get a VPN, and I pick one of the top players. So how would I go about setting it up and running the VPN? And if I'm a novice, I'm brand new to this whole thing.
Yeah, so you're going to want to start by picking one. So start with the ones we discussed. You can look into the others, but ensure it aligns with your needs. You may not need a VPN service. Not everybody does. They often offer different plans ranging from month to month, several years. Some have trials, money-back guarantees. Depending on your device, you will want to download and install an app, or you can download a config file, upload it to your router, and have your entire network connected to that router be going out over VPN. And then once you get connected, all of your online activities are routed through this encrypted tunnel. It masks your IP address. It conceals your browsing habits, your online fingerprint, your profile. It gives you an extra layer of protection.
Okay, and besides this cloak and dagger secrecy, are there any fun perks I should be aware of?
Certainly. So one often overlooked benefit is the ability to bypass geographical restrictions. For instance, certain streaming services restrict their content by region. With a VPN, you can virtually relocate yourself and access content from other countries.
That's brilliant. But before I dive deep, is there anything else our listeners should be aware of when using a VPN?
So just a word of caution, while VPNs offer enhanced privacy and security, no tool is 100% foolproof. Always use them as a part of a broader cybersecurity strategy. And as always, ensure that your device's software and your apps are regularly updated to protect against vulnerabilities.
Always such great information. So I think that's about it for our deep dive. Time for me to delve into the world of VPNs. So until our next session, everybody stay safe out there and stay cyber secure.
You too, Josh. And to everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed. Always prioritize your online safety.